The Lord was gone. He had walked out of the tomb. But Mark gives us detail after detail to anchor this narrative firmly in everyday life. He describes the Sabbath was passed. Right? The Sabbath, very important day for the Jews. The day after Jesus' death, you can't do anything. You don't go out and buy spices. The shops are closed. Devout Jewish women like Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Salome, wouldn't dream of trying to go shopping on the Sabbath, or even of going to anoint the dead on the Sabbath. But as soon as the Sabbath is over, they're up bright and early Sunday morning. And they came to the tomb, and they're talking to each other about who will roll away the stone. So this Mark sets this story not in the context of mythical animals, rainbows and unicorns, made-up fantasy things. He sets it in the world of the everyday, shopping, preparing, taking care of the dead, housewife kind of stuff. Even the conversation. Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb, right? They thought of everything except how they would get in and see the body. Some of these stones were enormous. Hundreds, thousands of pounds, very hard to move. And the ladies had forgotten to bring any muscle with them to help get the stone away from the door. That's where Mark sets this. Every day, the ordinary, and in the midst of the ordinary, the extraordinary happens. They look up and the tomb is open. Well, that's not something you see every day. If you go over here to the graveyard, you'll see a lot of graves. You'll see a lot of gravestones. And if you see an open grave, you can bet that the casket has not yet been placed into it. I have never walked through that graveyard or any other graveyard and seen a grave that was closed 2 days before reopened. An empty hole in the ground, or in this case, an empty hole in the side of a cliff. It's not an everyday kind of thing. Why is the tomb open? That is very strange. But they had a job to do. The obstacle is out of the way. They love Jesus. They want to anoint his body. They don't say, this is freaky. They say, well, let's go in and do what we came to do. They walk in, and the tomb is not empty, but there's someone alive inside the tomb, a young man in a long white robe sitting on the right side. They were alarmed, Mark tells us. Yeah, no kidding, right? Most of us are alarmed to look in a grave, to look in a tomb and see somebody alive inside the tomb. How did that happen? The other evangelists tell us, of course, that this was an angel appearing in the form of a young man to announce the resurrection. The three ladies see the angel and they're alarmed. They're terrified. The angel immediately establishes credibility. Do not be alarmed. I know I'm alarming. I won't hurt you. Then he explains to them that he already knows who they are and what they want. You seek Jesus of Nazareth. By saying this, he establishes himself as a supernatural being. He wasn't somebody that they knew, who would have known that they were going to the tomb. He was someone they had never met before, a perfect stranger, who yet knew their thoughts, knew their plans, knew their business, and says, you seek Jesus who was crucified. So, right, we're on the same page. I'm alarming. You're looking for Jesus. Jesus was crucified. He says three things that he and the ladies already know in common. And then he says a fourth thing to blow their minds. He is risen. And he says that three times in order to try to get it across. He is not here. And where do you find a dead body? Well, you find it in the grave. It's not here. Look around. Jesus' body is not in this tomb. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. He was here. You saw him buried 2 days ago. It wasn't that long. And the burial spot is vacant. And in fact, the other Gospels tell us that the burial cloths were still lying there, all folded up, to indicate that, yes, there has been a corpse here recently, and now it's gone. So he said to them, "Don't be alarmed. Jesus has risen from the dead." Then he gives them this message: "Go and tell his disciples and Peter that he is going into Galilee. There you will see him." So go tell the disciples and Peter. Why Peter? Why does Peter get pulled out? Right, this is not the common humor technique. Ladies and gentlemen, and Chris, no, the disciples and Peter is a way of saying Jesus recognizes that Peter denied him three times. They parted unreconciled. And Jesus specifically extends this invitation for reconciliation as part of his resurrection act. "Because I live, your triple denial can be forgiven. Peter, come to me. Meet me." Jesus extends this invitation to reconciliation when he comes to life. So he calls on the disciples and Peter to meet him in Galilee. "And they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed." It was going to be a relatively ordinary morning. These ladies had probably anointed quite a few bodies for burial in their time. This wasn't an unprecedented activity. But meeting an angel who says Jesus is alive, that's beyond anything they were planning on. Mark is saying it's real. It really happened, and they reacted just like you would imagine. Not by saying, "Hey, let's have a big Easter celebration," but by saying, "That was terrifying. Oh, that was scary. Oh, what am I going to do? I need to go home and lie down for a while. I need a cool drink. Oh, it's going to take me a while to pull myself together." Because the news came into their lives just like a thunderbolt. Jesus is alive. Jesus wants to meet with the disciples. They said nothing to anyone at first, for they were afraid. Though the angel had said, "Don't be alarmed," they were afraid. God had come to earth. He had lived, he had died, and now he rose again. So Jesus is alive. He forgives Peter, who denied him. That's the message. Jesus lives. That's what we celebrate. That's what Easter is about. Death does not have the final word. Christ is alive. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you would help us to rejoice in the resurrection of your Son. Help us to know that death does not have dominion anymore. The death that he died, Jesus died once for all. That the sting of death is sin, and its sting has been removed. Lord, we pray that you would help us, therefore, not to walk in the fear of death, but to rejoice in the resurrection reconciliation that we have with Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen.